Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and we can listen to the divine messages for today. But we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor and a blessing to be here. My journey has been anything but normal. It's been a little, I guess a little crazy to say the least. It started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit actually sat upon me, if you could imagine that. So I didn't listen to the little nudges that spirit was giving me, so they had to go a little further, and they really did get my attention at that time. But I'm so glad that they did, because I find myself on this beautiful, beautiful path, and it just amazes me every day. It's just so amazing. All of this happened like so suddenly, and it changed the course of my life forever. At that time, I discovered, wow, I have a really strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect. I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me. Yep, she threatened me. And we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection is she's left this door open, and those on the other side, they continue to just keep walking through it. And my chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And I'm so blessed to have the ability to connect with people on radio as well. So my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a energy upcycling practitioner. It's a brand new method, so you've probably never heard of it. Something that was downloaded to me, and it's absolutely wonderful and amazing, and I love it. A dear innate practitioner, infinity healing practitioner, a conscious channel, an energy healer, a speaker, an author, and probably a thousand other things I am. I am here to help people to open up to who they really are and to make the changes that they desire in their lives, to help them to let go of the baggage that they've been carrying around for years, baggage you may not even know that you have. I think life is meant to be a wonderful adventure. And if we're feeling anything other than joy, and that excitement over what's going to happen next, then there's something that we need to let go of, because we are supposed to have a wonderful life. And so that's what I work with people on letting go of what you don't need, even letting go of what you are comfortable with, because just because you're comfortable with it does not mean that it's the best that it can be. So if you want to make some changes to your life, and sometimes we are talking huge changes, and to have it happen easily and quickly, then connect with me. Feel free to visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. You can go in the Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that tab, and that's a way for you to connect with DC. If you click on the Learn More button under her picture, if you click on the Learn More button under my picture, it'll take you to more information about me, but feel free to look all around that website. There's lots of stuff there. All right, DC, let's start hearing some messages. What do you have for us today?
Okay, well, the first thing, Barbara, Ginger suggested an archangel prayer for animal protection. And this beautiful prayer was written by Tracy Una Wagner. Dear Archangel Ariel, please keep all the woodland creatures, the friends of the forest, the animals of the wild, in the wild, the forest, the woods, the grass, the brush, the trees, the fields, and the streams. Please help them understand that they have shelter, food and water, friends and family, and that they are safe and secure in these locations. Thank you. Amen, and so it is. And with that being said, Ginger is stepping forward at this time, and she wanted me to read a little message that she had given me to channel, well, it would be approximately 3 years ago today. 3 years in July on the 28th is when Ginger transitioned. And here's her message. Hi, everyone. This is Ginger. I'm an angel who happened to live my life as a dog. I love my family, and they love me. I transitioned on July the 28th. I was immediately able to communicate with my mom and let her know that my soul would be back with her in about 2 weeks or so. I have previously been with my family twice in this lifetime. My soul returned on August the 10th in her new puppy, Callie, who at the time was a 3.5-month-old retriever lab mix, and my mom was told by a psychic friend that I would always be with her during this lifetime, and in fact, it was almost 6 months before I passed. It is part of my soul purpose, as well as bringing love to all that I met. And my mom, again, received more validation from another psychic friend. And she, too, you know, was very psychic, but she had a posse of angels. And she told my mom that I was an angelic walk-in. Callie was in a rescue facility for a few months, and there were no applicants that were being considered in her adoption. And when I passed, my mom and dad felt the loss so hard, and they found such an emptiness not only in their hearts but in their home. So my mom began looking at rescues to see, you know, if there were available puppies, but she wasn't sure at the time if she would even be able to welcome a new fur baby. And she was wondering, wow, is this really too soon? But when she looked at my picture several times while searching different sites, she decided maybe it is time. After continually being drawn back to Callie's picture, she filled out an application for adoption. She received a response almost immediately, letting her know that her application was the only one considered, and it was really, you know, it was going to be processed right then and there, so that Callie could become a member of her family. They got back to her shortly after the application was processed, and within 2 days, they met, you know, for the adoption, and it was completed. Callie went home with her new family on August the 10th, and my soul entered Callie and continues on my mission of love. When this happens, it works the same way as it does with people. Her soul, you know, continued on with its journey, and mine, of course, is back with my family. My vessel is new, unlike the senior body that it was housed in. God had a plan prior to my passing to unite us once again. My soul and Callie's soul made an agreement to allow me to walk into her vessel. Once again, I'm enjoying my journey. So that was the message that Ginger guided me to read this morning, Barbara.
Lovely.
Yes, and I just felt, you know, it really is, you know, it's a beautiful message. And, you know, people often wonder, you know, about, you know, people coming back and pets coming back. Well, pets come back just like people do. So if you're, you know, wondering, you know, just listen to what Ginger is saying, because she's been with our family, like she said, three times in this lifetime. And she came to us when my kids were, they were little boys, and now my oldest is almost 40, Barbara.
It's been a while, then.
So that's been quite a journey. So with that being said, I do have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's saying, good morning, beloveds. No matter the situation, no matter the challenge, I stand here ready with my sword and my host of angels to protect and serve all who call upon me. He clears the path of obstacles. He gives us strength and courage to carry on during the dark times in our lives. And he fills us with hope, inspiration, and faith that the universe is always on our side. Michael protects against negative energy, astral debris that can actually cling to our energy fields. So Archangel Michael is often pictured when you see him with a sword and a shield to represent the ability to bring protection as well to cut away that which no longer is needed. Even though Michael is an angel, okay? So his energy is sometimes called upon, you know, even during shamanic cord cutting rituals, in order to ensure that the cords are permanently severed and rapid healing of, you know, the cords takes place. Michael is, he's also associated with fire, but this is a very purifying fire that burns away and ensures that any kind of, like, alchemic reactions, you know, are taken care of during this process. And Michael wants to let you know he's more than just an archangel for enlightenment. He is the angel for awareness on all levels of life. And there is no concern or problem that Michael cannot and will not address when he is called upon. So Michael is sort of, you know, he's sort of like an all-purpose archangel. And he appears when called upon for support, assistance, protection. And he sometimes comes in, I see him coming in with Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing as well. So with this combination of angels, I mean, they can do an amazing job. They could protect and heal, and they transform. They get rid of self-limitations. They bring faith, courage, understanding. And some say that Archangel Michael was the first angel that Spirit created, and his name symbolizes his position as the right hand of God. So Michael, Archangel Michael was one of the first archangels that actually, that I channeled, Barbara, and that was, he was one of the first that I connected with. So when I started my journey, I actually connected with Archangel Michael, and then I connected with Archangel Raphael and then Mother Mary. So it's just beautiful. So if you need help from Archangel Michael or any of the archangels, just ask. And sometimes when Michael comes in, he does come in to give us a little nudge. You may feel like, it, you know, a little something pushing you forward. And it's Archangel Michael saying, it is now time, beloveds. It is now time to move forward. So his message for today is to believe in yourself and believe that the universe is seeking right now to lead you out of any darkness that you might find yourself in and into the light. And all you have to do is call upon him. Call upon his beautiful energy. Feel it in your heart. He's asking that you believe and trust that everything is healed and whole right now. And as your faith grows, the doorways to divine solutions will start to open. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages. And so now we will hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. Good morning, my beloved, and welcome to another beautiful day in your life. We want you to make this day beautiful. We know that for some of you, the thought of having a beautiful day is way outside of the realm of what's even possible. And we want you to bring it closer to you, because your life is meant to be beautiful. You are meant to know that you are loved, that you are surrounded by all of these loving beings, both in the physical and in the divine, who are there for you, that you are supported, that there is always, always someone there to listen to whatever it is you need to say. Your life is meant to be beautiful. And we know this is not what so many of you have been taught. You have been taught you're supposed to suffer and you're supposed to struggle. And that after you do that for a certain number of years, and no one can tell you exactly how many years, then life will get better and things will start working out. The truth is, you're not supposed to suffer and struggle at all. That's a choice. That's not an obligation or a duty, and it's also not a sentence put upon you by God. You have the right to have a wonderful, beautiful life. So why not create one? Why not start now? Do it for today. Notice in each moment how you are feeling. And if you are feeling anything less than joyful, change how you are feeling. Let go of what it is you're worrying about, you're fretting over, you're concerned about. Let that go. Worrying about things does not ever solve a problem. It simply keeps you in the problem. It's when you let go that you find the solutions. When you move out of the problem, then you are open to knowing more. So letting go is an important part of living. And letting go is an important part of seeing the beauty of your life. So we encourage you, just for today, live a life that is filled with love, joy, and beauty. See what it feels like. And if you like it, keep doing it. Because there is no reason for you to ever feel anything less than joy. You are so loved, and you are so blessed. Accept it and love your own life. Okay, that's what we wanted to share.
Beautiful. What a beautiful message, Barbara.
Yes. We just have wonderful, wonderful messages. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where you can call in and ask a question or get a number. Get a message. I don't know why I said get a number. Okay, the number, that's why I said it, is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And remember that if you call in, we do our best to get to everyone. Sometimes it takes a while, so be patient. Okay, we will go to our first caller, which is my favorite number, 1111111111. Let's see who it is. Hi.
Higher, highest.
And how are you today, Queen?
I am queenly. I am royal. I am blessed and grateful. How are you? Oh,
I am fabulous.
I
yes.
Love it.
For you're always fabulous.
Yes.
I don't always realize it, though.
Yes. And that is true. You do not always realize it, and you've got to. Yeah.
I'm getting there.
And you know what, Queen? When you, you know, were coming in, I didn't hear the name Queen. I actually heard Lady Luck is here.
Take it. And the numbers, too.
Yeah. I don't know if you resonate with the stone jade. Do you have any jade jewelry, or do you use, like, any kind of jade stones? Because I'm getting, you know, Ginger showed me all these four-leaf clovers. There's a lot of luck around you, Queen.
Beautiful. And I do have jade.
Okay. And also she's saying don't forget about citrine, Queen, because we know that, you know, when you want to say show me the money, just put a piece of citrine in your hand.
Works for me.
So she's showing me, like, the piece of citrine, the piece of jade, and she's saying, you know, we're going to throw a piece of rose quartz in the mix as well. And
okay.
She's saying, you know, luck, you know, you could have luck in all areas of your life, you know. So Ginger just loved that. She's saying, you know, she loves all the beautiful stones and everything. But I was saying, Lady Luck. She said, yeah, Mom, it's Lady Luck. And I'm like, okay. You've got to start calling yourself Lady Luck, she's saying. Okay. Okay. What am I seeing here? I have Archangel Raphael coming in, Queen. Okay. And he's just, he said he's here to to really help you to connect with your desires, and, you know, to stay healthy and to help you get, you know, on track. And he's showing me a train. You're jumping on a train, Queen, and you're headed towards success. He's saying sometimes you feel like back and forth about things. And I'm looking, I'm saying to Archangel Raphael, okay, so you're sitting with Queen, Lady Luck. I said, who's taking care of the train? And I'm looking up there, who's driving the train but Ginger? So she's driving you to success, Queen. And, you know, Archangel Raphael and Ginger are saying, don't forget about us. You know what, we are here for you anytime you need us.
Thank you.
So I find that to be kind of cool. Like, they're hanging with you, and they just want to make sure that you, you know, you go forward to all the good stuff that's waiting, Queen, all the stuff that you truly deserve. So you're doing an amazing job, and just whatever it is, keep doing it. You're doing great. But you sometimes, like I said, you go back and forth. And Ginger is saying, you know what, Queen, you know, you are very powerful, but at times, like, it's sort of like you hide some of your power. Why do you do that?
Bad habits.
Okay. She's saying that's why she invited Archangel Raphael in, you know? But she's saying, oh, my gosh. You know, you're connected with the magical DC, she said, but you've got a lot of your own magic going on, girlfriend.
Accepted.
And she's saying, you know, use this energy right now to manifest what you're wanting. What are you desiring? Start really putting it forward because you're in a very positive time. And she's saying, you know, there's going to be magic and miracles coming your way, Queen.
Thank you.
But I just see it's really, really beautiful. And she's saying, you know the drill. You just have to have faith, you know. And Mother Mary is there, and they're all sitting around, and they're looking at you, Queen, and they're so proud of you. And you have such a bright light around you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Mary agrees that, you know, miracles are coming your way. But she's saying, we got to heal that part of you that's afraid to show how powerful you really are for some reason. So she's inviting Auntie Barbara in to, you know, to really to get you back on track as well in that area. Are you ready, Queen?
I'm ready, but I just want to add the train. In my writing, the train is a significant part of my, at least the beginning of my book, so it's relative. It's relative.
Okay, and I'm just feeling it's like a soul train that you're on, you know?
That makes sense, too.
Yeah, I feel like it's a soul train. Okay, awesome. Okay, she's saying, okay, get ready, Queen. Auntie Barbara.
Thank you. And you're saying soul train, there is a, and there was a show called Soul Train. I love it. I love it. So
Yeah. Well, you know what? The way you dance and sing, of course it would be a soul train, Queen.
Of course. Relative. I'll take that and put that in my pocket with all my other lucky blessings that came today. Thank you so much, Magical DC.
Welcome.
And that was interesting, the information you shared about how Colin came into your life. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So now you're on the soul train.
You got it. You got it.
Whoa. That was a wonderful show to watch. I remember that. Okay. Let's see if they want to do Dear Innate statements or... Okay, so I'm seeing this goddess, but I don't know why her image, she looks like, who was it? The good witch in The Wiz. Was that Lena Horne?
Yes.
That's who I'm seeing. And she has a message for you.
Okay.
It's time for you to accept your goodness. And we're not just talking about casually seeing that you're a good person. We're talking about going within your heart, within your soul, and seeing the goodness of you. And knowing that all of the greatness in your life is deserved. It's time for you to really open your heart to who you are, to accepting all of you. And we know that sometimes this can be frightening because it means you have to think of yourself as being more than just an ordinary person. And we want you to know that there really is no ordinary person. That's just phrasing that you humans use. And you are each uniquely, divinely gifted. And when you accept that greatness within you, then you open up to being even greater. You allow yourself to experience even more gifts and abilities coming forth. This is about you embracing your own potential. And your potential is unlimited. Let go of all of those beliefs, all of the shackles and chains and all of those things that have held you down and held you back in your life. It's time to let all of that go. Because none of that is required. It was all a choice. Even when you didn't realize that it was a choice, it still was. And you can make a choice now to change your life. You have that power. You are that power. So open up to your greatness, to your potential. And when you see it, embrace it. And if a little fear comes up about it, just shoo that little fear off. Because it's not real. It has no power over you. You don't even need to go there. This is you moving forward on your path. This is you standing in your power. This is you becoming so much more than you've ever imagined. And we invite you to your own grand opening. That moment when you realize how fantastic you actually are. You are so loved, and there is so much there for you, so much ahead in your life. We want you to know that you're really just at the beginning. So don't think that, oh, at my age, there can't be much more, because it's your age. There's 1,000 times more. Open up to your greatness and start being who you truly are. You are loved, so very loved. Wow, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Beautiful, Lena. If you believe what's in your heart, you know. That's the song she's sang as well. And I was looking for some words to offer some classes when I go to Boston. And I believe Grand Opening is a good title for some classes. Come to the Grand Opening of yourself.
Yeah.
Me too. I love it. I give thanks. It's beautiful, as always, being with you all. All of the multitudes of the multiverses that come to this energy. And I'm so grateful that I choose to come and be with you all, and that you all make it possible for me to be here. I give thanks. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 951. Is this Nathaniel?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Pretty good.
So, what's going on in your life today?
It's pretty early over here in California, so just kind of waking up, so...
Oh, it's really early, because you're 2 hours earlier than me, so, wow.
Yep. So, yeah.
Good morning, Nathaniel. I'm outside with little Jackson. Say hi to Nathaniel. Say hi. He said hi. He's riding his big wheels.
Hi. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, little Jackson. Nathaniel, you have so many angels around you, and they're just letting you know that they're here, and they're ready to help you. Have you been calling upon them and allowing them to surround you with the beautiful energy on a daily basis?
Yes.
Because I'm getting that you've been praying sort of for like a miracle, and the angels have heard that, and just, you know, stay strong in your faith and believe and actually read about miracles, okay?
Yeah.
Being guided, and you're being, oh, Barbara, I have to take this, hon.
Okay. All right, well, we're waiting for DC to come back. Let's see what kind of dear innate statements they want to do today. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept miracles.
Dear innate, I accept miracles.
Dear innate, I am a miracle.
Dear innate, I am a miracle.
Dear innate, my life is a miracle.
Dear innate, my life is a miracle.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, I love me.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I accept perfect health.
Dear innate, I accept perfect health.
Dear innate, I release all darkness from within me.
Dear innate, I release all darkness within me.
Dear innate, I am meant to shine.
Dear innate, I miss to shine.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful day.
Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful life.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Take another nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I don't know when DC's coming back, if DC's coming back.
I was drinking more water yesterday. I need to find some baking soda. I need to get some baking soda. And I know there was one other element that you're supposed to use for that too. Let's think of it here.
Okay, Nathaniel, I've heard of, I think it's, isn't it like maple syrup and baking soda?
Well, I didn't know that. I heard something else I'm trying to look for right now.
You can Google that and just see. I think like maple syrup and baking soda is really helpful.
Let's see. She said, here it is. Look up the virus. Let me see here. She said things. I don't know. Let's see here. It's lysosine or something. Lysine.
Lysine, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Lysine.
It's like, please look up like the baking, I think it's baking soda with maple syrup. Please Google that and just see like, you know, how beneficial it can be as well.
All right.
Okay, and I'm sorry that I got interrupted. But the Ascended Master, you know, they're with you as well. And, you know, Archangel Michael is an Ascended Master. Archangel Raphael is an Ascended Master. Okay, so they're with you, and they're gonna help you as well. And all of the angels, like collectively, they're going to help to boost your self-esteem and really to, you know, to have confidence and to see the beautiful light that you have, Nathaniel. Because at times, like, you're afraid to shine that beautiful light, and you really don't let others see the, you know, the true beautiful essence of who you are. Okay? And I'm getting that, you know, please, like, you know, look up the Serenity Prayer and say that often, okay?
Okay.
You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, okay?
Yeah.
And the most important thing, Nathaniel, is to stay calm and stay peaceful, okay?
Stay calm and what? Positive?
Yeah. Calm and peaceful and... You know, don't let anything trouble you, because you do have a divine team with you, Nathaniel.
Sweet.
What, honey? Yeah. But you've got to have patience. You know, everything is happening for you in divine timing, okay? And when you have a chance, you could sit with, you know, if it's Archangel Michael or Archangel Raphael or the collective, and really tell them what's on your mind and how you're feeling about everything, Nathaniel. You've got to be really, really honest about your circumstances and, you know, what's coming up for you, okay? Your emotions, your thoughts, any anxiety, okay? And this is going to be helpful and to help in the healing process, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be really, really helpful. And just, you know, every day find something to really be grateful about. You know, you get up, you have a nice warm cup of coffee, you can take a nice shower, whatever it is, you know, just whether you want to write it down or say it aloud, just, you know, allow that power of gratitude to really, you know, to come in and bring more beautiful energy and blessings into your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Jesus is here with you. You know, this is Morning with Jesus, and he's waiting to guide you as well, okay?
All right.
So have faith in his miracles, okay? And I just feel like you need like a little bit of, you know, a little bit more faith and read, like I said, and please read about, like I said, miracles, Nathaniel. You know, he wants you to read about miracles, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, miracles happen often. Read about Jesus's miracles. I've watched I saw body parts like grow back with Jesus, you know?
Huh.
You know, everything was cured and, you know, body parts grew back. And I mean, it's just nothing, there's nothing that he can't do and there's nothing that he can't heal. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to stay in faith, hon, okay?
All right. Have you seen the show, the Sid Roth show and the Supernatural?
Yep.
He's got a lot of miracles on there. He's, you know, look at that.
Yeah, and that resonates. Please, like, try to watch that even as often as you can, you know. Whatever is in your heart, whatever resonates with you, go with that. And like I said, miracles, you know, are an everyday thing, correct?
Yeah.
They're not extraordinary. They're just like, they're ordinary, you know? You've got to start expecting your miracles.
Right. Did you hear about the Loreto Chapel in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
No, I did not.
Supposedly, you could look it up online, Loreto Chapel. And
okay.
They built a two-story church, and they didn't have a stairway to the second thing. And they built it about 1880 or so. And the nuns prayed to the carpenter of St. Joseph. And somebody showed up on a mule with some tools on like the last day.
Beautiful.
Looking for work. And he
wow.
never charged anything. And there's a spiral staircase that makes two complete turns. And it has 33 steps on it. And it's like a miracle. They never found out where the guy came from. He took him 9 months to do, and he never charged him anything. And he just disappeared, and they never could find where the wood came from. And
that stuff is like such a blessing to even read about it, even if you're not there. And all of that is going to help, you know, you and
yeah.
everyone else, like in whatever they're going through.
Yeah. But thank you. Thank you so much for your support and advice and prayers.
Nathaniel, I'm here for you. And Barbara, I think Nathaniel needs a little help with believing and healing.
Okay.
Oh,
well, Barbara, are you with us?
Yeah, got me all choked up there.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know what? He's got to believe that there's nothing that can't be healed, you know, with the divine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the divine is guiding us to help you, you know? So we're here, you know, as, you know, we're agents of the divine. So you're at the right place, Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Here, Nate. I believe in healing.
Dear Nate, I believe in healing.
Dear Nate, I believe I am being healed.
Dear Nate, I believe I am being healed.
Dear Nate, God loves me and heals me.
Dear Nate, God loves me and will heal me.
Okay, so I want you to say, dear innate, God loves me and heals me, not will heal me, because that means it hasn't happened yet. It's happening now.
Okay.
So it's just, dear innate, God loves me and heals me.
Dear innate, God loves me and heals me.
Dear innate, I am open to being healed.
Dear innate, I am open to being healed.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be healed.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be healed.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Alrighty, that's what you needed, so
super.
Create that beautiful day.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, ladies. I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Let us know how you're
Bye-bye.
Doing.
Okay.
Yeah, stay
Bye-bye.
In touch, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye.
God bless
Bye-bye.
And have a wonderful day.
Okay.
All right. We're going to our next caller from area code 415.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Blair? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Why, yes, it is.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. I was listening, nice listening to the messages. I was doing the Dear Nates with Nathaniel, too. I like doing them.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That. Well, you know, it's not only for the caller. It's for everyone who resonates with whatever we're saying. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
So you guys heard about the Wonderful Reunion. So that's nice. yeah, so just any, I guess, any sort of, residue healing related to that. And it was very interesting because, there's a couple things that are interesting. Is that, I ended up going out the second day with just my father and we had lunch and, he did his usual thing. Like, he's always like, I'll take you out for lunch and I'll pay for gas because I had to go pick him up where they were staying, which is a little bit further. And I had the idea in the morning. I was like, he doesn't need to pay for any of this stuff. You know, like we're trying to do things different. You know, I'm a different person now. So, we went out to eat and it was really nice. Like, usually my father's very quiet whenever we're around my mom and the family. He just always sits there and he'll make a joke here or there. And usually it's sort of awkward if we used to rarely hang out, just us two. And so it was nice to go out to eat with him. And then I was like, why don't you tell me like some stories about your upbringing? And like, it was just nice to hear him like talk about his parents and just to understand him a little bit more. Like, I didn't really know anything about his childhood. And it's making me a little emotional. It was just like very sweet. I mean, to hear the stories. And then it was kind of cute because then, we were done and I asked for the check, he asked for it at the same time. And then like, I went to go take it and he was like, no, no. I was like, no, I'm paying for this. And it was just, I just found it to be touching because I could feel how he was touched by it. And even like when we went to go get gas afterwards, cause it just so happened that I needed gas. I was like, no, I'm paying for this too. He's like, Blair, I told you I would pay, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm just hanging out with my dad. I was like, you don't need to pay for any of this stuff. Like, I appreciate it, but, it's just nice just to hang out with you. And I think that there was like, well, I know there was like a certain healing. Oh, it's making me emotional. Like, I feel like there was a healing there too, because my father always pays for everybody. And, and it's just, like, even like our extended family, he used to always pay for everybody. And, that has to get to you sooner or later. But it was always just looked at as like he was the successful one. My parents have money. And, like, he'll just always pay. But everybody just always, like, expected it. And it's just nice to, I don't need that anymore. They are still paying my rent. But, like, it's just like Blair's finding her wings. And it was just, he kind of made a little joke about it, or he also said it was like nice or whatever, but I just feel like it was, I just felt at certain moments, like certain things that we were talking about, like there was like this deeper connection, like a more heartfelt connection between us. So it was really nice. And, it was interesting because we went to, they were staying at it's my family friends too, their house. And I sort of had a falling out, or it was just like weird, energy years ago with this couple too, because they're my parents' friends, so whatever they were talking about with each other. And I felt a little bit awkward going over there, but when I saw the lady, like, she embraced me. I mean, it was like the whole day, it was sort of like, okay, it's like we're hanging out like we used to. And yet there's sort of, in a way, like this elephant in the room of like, I haven't seen my parents in 3 years. And we had all that crap. And I was like, I'll just keep letting it go. Like, no one's bringing it up. And like, I'm not bringing it up. And like, we're just all moving past it. And I was in her house and it was just, she moved to a new house and it was just so nice. It was bright and it was nice. And you get that relaxed feeling that I used to always have whenever I would visit my parents' house, just being nurtured and taken care of. And it was interesting because I was like looking around and I saw that her kids, which again are my family friends that are around my age, like one of them had a baby and I congratulated her about it. And I kind of just like, I was just noticing my emotions throughout it. Like, I felt like sort of tinges of sadness go through me that, like, you know, I kind of, like, you know, miss certain things. And, like, I mean, we haven't really been close with them for a while, but still, like, I felt kind of bad about that. And then I felt, like, a little jealous, and, like, I just kept letting the emotions go. It was just, like, a lot of tossing and turning. And then I just kind of, like, was thinking of how nice the house was, and I was then feeling bad about where I live. And then I was like, well, no, I'm grateful because this just confirms, like, I want this for myself now. And, like, I was like, I can have this, and, like, my life is changing, and I'm different now. And then I came back, and I, like, just thinking, like, oh, my God, this apartment is just so depressing. I was like, this is just such old energy. I'm, like, ready to be done with it. And I just kind of was just letting that be. And I was like, fine, the time will come. The time will come. And there was just, like, sadness that came over. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I just started moving furniture around. I put things up for sale on Craigslist again, which, please, I would love some Dear Nates about releasing this desk that I've had that is actually my brother's desk that I took as a sort of a hand-me-down when I moved out of the house. But, or, like, they, you know, I used to do that. Like, people, like, don't want certain furniture. I have some of my parents' furniture. They don't want it, and it's nice that they're giving it to me. But then I'm somehow, I'm like, this guardian of this, like, old energy, and I just want it out. So, but I would like to receive some money from it rather. Otherwise, it's just going to the curb because I just, it's such heavy. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to paint over this wall in my bedroom. And I was like, let's just get ready again. I went through this a couple years ago, painted, like, I have put primer over my wall. So I'm living in an apartment that has weird colored walls. Because I'm like, you know what? I got the apartment renewal notice. I need to let them know by the end of, by, like, I guess mid-September or something. And I was like, I really just want to move. And I was like, Spirit, let's do this. And I just felt motivated just to move furniture around and put the stuff up on sale and just get ready to really release this place. I feel like this is, like, the last part of my old life. And then, just as a final note there, I went for a massage the same day that I initially connected with my parents. I guess that was Monday, and then Tuesday I saw my dad. And I was getting this massage, and it was very nice because I was just like, at times I was just like crying on the table, just like, I would just get waves of energy. And I ended up connecting with the place where I went. I went there a couple of years ago, and I approached this lady. I didn't end up connecting with her, but I approached her associate, or like one of the girls that worked there. I was like, maybe I'll work out of this place. I'll have as like my New Jersey office. And I don't know what happened. I never followed up with it, I guess, or I never heard back from her. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I totally forgot about the place. And then just like last week, I even was like, Spirit reminded me of the name of the place. I couldn't even remember the name of the place. And I booked an appointment. I ended up having a massage by the owner. And that same day I was like, hey, maybe you'd be interested in, she made it more of a spa environment. It's very nice. And I said, you know, maybe I would work out of here. And we just like worked out a deal within the last like 24 hours. I'm making a flyer with her, and she's going to put me up on her website. Like, I just keep working out one partnership after the next. It's wonderful. And like these things that I had put out to the ethers years ago are now all happening now. And so, yeah, just any and all healing around that stuff. I mean, I just want to keep going higher and higher because it just is so intoxicating. Like, that's really the word. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Got to pat yourself on the back because you're doing a great job. And
thank you.
I, you know, when you first started to talk, I just saw these wings open up on your back, Blair.
Oh.
And you know, you have the freedom now that you've been waiting for.
Yes.
You know, and your mind, you know, your mind, body, and soul, you're all in the same place here. So you're ready to go forward to, you know, that new life. Okay. And I'm even getting like new life and to share it with someone, okay, to really have everything that you not had, you know? So this is a beautiful time. So just make sure that you're listening to your heart, and this is going to help you to go forward. And surround, like, every situation and everyone, of course, with love, because, as we know, love is always the answer. Okay? And whenever we surround things with love, you know, there's, like, you know, there's bonds and things of attachment. Well, the love just, like, you know, gets rid of all of that. Okay? We have, the, you know, your divine team is with you as well. They're always there, available with their beautiful energy. And when we connect with that, we open, you know, open up space for miracles as well. So I'm getting that you are, you know, in this beautiful space, and you are attracting, like, new opportunities. You are attracting new relationships. So you've done a great job, hon, you know, a really, really great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate when you say that, because I say it to myself, but it's always, like, nice hearing it from the outside.
You're doing an amazing job. I'm getting there's a lot of new around you. Like you said, like, this, you know, like, new opportunities, new jobs, new training. There's going to be so many different things open for you, okay? And you are going to be blessed with more income, of course. So just...
Well, yeah, I would love some dear innates around that because just put it that way.
Like, I just see you, like, you're on this horse and you're just saying, come on now, let's go, let's, you know, and you're galloping into your new life. It's beautiful. You know, going
I feel
forward.
Like the desire is, it's so strong to be in a new location, and I hate that older part of me that is like, well, don't get so excited because you have wanted this for a while, and it's still like patience, and it's like, well, no, actually, this can happen quick. Let me build up the desire and the belief of it.
But it's going to happen. You've got to believe that. And I would say, like, I would feel the stuff, like, of all the energy of everything that you've been given. Here, shut that, honey. And, you know, like, really, Blair, you should get rid of some of that stuff because the energy is, like, not your energy. It's from the past owners. And it doesn't serve you. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So,
well,
I mean, that's like,
an honor
stuff is
for
like
the desk. It's the desk. I want out of here badly. So
yeah,
I
would donate it. Call like a local, you know, like a Salvation Army, a Goodwill. Get rid of it because you're donating it to someone that can use it, and you're clearing space for new to enter your life.
So just forget about the money aspect of it. I mean,
the money is, you know what, like, stuff like that, though, if the energy is not good and it's in your space and it's restricting your energy, the money would be the least of my worries. I would want to get that stuff out of there because it's restricting your energy.
Yeah. All right. I was kind of thinking that the other day.
I was wearing a family member's ring, and here, like, I thought I cleared the energy. I've been clearing it and clearing it. Well, lo and behold, I was told from, you know, one of my friends that is now on the other side, take the damn ring off, DC. Take it off now. And I'm like, why? You know?
Yeah, it's audio that used energy, that all, you know, other people's energy is not good.
And it's not good, and some things cannot be cleared as easily as other things. So that's what I'm saying. You know, you want to think about, like, holding on to energy that's not good for you, or you want to worry about money. I would get rid of, like, all the stuff. I would go around and feel everything. And see if it's just good or bad. And if it's, like, not feeling good, collect it, put it in a certain area, and let, like, a place come out, like I said, a Salvation Army, a Goodwill, let them come out and pick up the entirety of it all, whatever it is that's not good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I barely have anything in the apartment. That's what's funny about it. But, yeah, I need to donate the apartment.
Yeah, well, anything that, like, but just, like, anything that you have, like, really pay attention and feel, because this was just a little ring, a little gold band, and it really had powerful bad energy.
You know? Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean,
fine since the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, I guess, telling you, like, get rid of this stuff. But you've done something, and you've paved the path to go ahead, and you've got to believe that you're worthy of all of this, all the good that's coming your way, hon. So I want Barbara to come in and really help you to get some dear Nate statements to really believe that you're worthy of this.
Yes, I would love that. Oh, the other
element
I wanted to tell you guys, which was very interesting, was as One of the things that I spoke about with my father when we were out at lunch was I was talking to him. You know, every family has like a generational, you know, people call it like curses, but it's just like a pattern. Like if there's divorce that runs down the line or abuse that runs down the line or disconnection. And
right.
I was asking him about it, and he had said, yeah, you know, with his line, there is a disconnection that like siblings don't talk to one another, or there's like disconnection between whatever. And I said, yeah, I noticed that a couple of years ago. And we were just talking a little bit more because he doesn't talk to his sister, and they were never close. I never knew her growing up. And his birthday is in June. He's a Gemini, like Miss Barbara there. And he said that his sister had, quote, randomly reached out, texted him, wishing him a happy birthday, and he's going to reconnect with her. Like, now they're going back to Florida yesterday, so they're going, he's going to have lunch with her again, which they reconnected many years ago, and then my father never kept in touch. Because I noticed my father doesn't, I realize now that he always, I mean, this sounds silly, but I like that he always, like, loves me and wants to connect, but I don't think he really knows how to. Like, he never really reaches out. So,
well, you know what? You're a great teacher, yeah, and you're meant to be a leader. You're going to teach him how to have this magnificent relationship with you. And you are
hearing that. I've been doing that. Like, we just got so, like, emotionally, you know, like,
Blair, you've done something, and there's enormous, powerful energy that's like you're going to feel it. You're here. You are one of the world's big leaders, and you're finally, you know, on track, and you're going to be instrumental in helping so many. And, you know, it's going to be not only just people and animals, but there's going to be children. You've got a big job to do.
I know.
And you're beautiful, and you deserve it. I mean, you are amazing, and, you know, the world needs you right now. I see all these animals just waiting for you to get on track. They're waiting. They say we have enough time. We'll wait for Blair.
Thank you for saying that about my father, because I realized that yet the other day when I was hearing his stories about how he grew up with a mom that was emotionally unavailable, and he doesn't,
yeah,
like, doesn't
know
how to
heal the generational stuff.
Yes.
All of that stuff is going to be healed through you. So it's not going to go
I've
forward.
Been working on all these years. Yep.
And
yeah,
you have Archangel Metatron. He's the one that's going to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll start speaking to him again, yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to help you to, you know, to clear away that old energy and to really, you know, connect with the wisdom that you have and get really, like, on track with that beautiful spiritual career of yours. But he's,
yeah,
saying he's to, you know, reconnect with your knowledge, clear out the old energy, and, you know, He's here, and he's going to help you to change everything that needs to be changed, because you do have a very powerful life purpose.
I know. It's so interesting, too, because you're, like, saying surround everything with love. I just automatically do that with everybody and everything these days. Like, it definitely is a new way of being that I just have this deeper respect for every relationship that I have, because I recognize that's a reflection, that's a part of me, and I want to honor and respect that person because that's what I want, you know, back to me also. Like, that's how I treat myself, and that's how I want what I want reflected back to me.
Right, and you're doing an amazing job. You are doing such an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. That's so cool. It's so
exciting. It is. A little bit that needs to be healed. You really... You're not allowing yourself to be that powerful person that you are, you know. And like I said, the love that you're going to show your dad is going to be what he didn't have when he was young, hon. Okay.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Beautiful.
So it's beautiful,
thank
Barbara.
You.
You're welcome, hon.
Barbara,
okay,
what's the story?
Here we go.
You have a little bit of a cough or something. That's been a couple of weeks now. Something.
Oh.
Your throat.
It's going away, but it's nothing to be concerned about. I get choked up sometimes, but it's not necessarily my energy, so don't
I think
worry
it's
about
mine,
it.
Barbara. It's my cough, because I mute when I cough. We had our Vince our vents and air ducts clean, Blair, and it just, it affected me where, like, I was hacking up a lung here, you know? So it's finally resolving, and I think Barbara feels my energy, and she's coughing with me to make me feel better.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple of times when I've made a, like, the last couple of weeks when I made a phone call that I hear her coughing.
She's sympathy cough. It's my cough that she's just making me feel better because I'm not coughing alone. That's all it is.
Okay.
Okay, let's do your dear innate statement. Dear innate, I only create stories with happy endings.
Yeah, I've been saying that one a lot. I like that one. Dear innate, I only create stories with happy endings.
Dear innate, I release all ties to things.
Dear innate, I release all ties to things.
Dear innate, I remove my energy from this desk.
Dear innate, I remove my energy from this desk and this apartment.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to live my greatness.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to live my greatness.
Dear innate, I release all family patterns.
Dear innate, I release all family patterns.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself now.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself now.
Dear innate, I love and accept my family now.
Dear innate, I love and accept my family now.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to receive now.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to receive now.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve now.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve now.
Dear innate, I allow money to flow into my life with grace and ease now.
Dear innate, I allow money to flow into my life with grace and ease now.
Dear innate, I allow opportunities to flow into my life with grace and ease now.
Yeah, that's the money. I'll say that afterward. Dear innate, I allow opportunities to flow into my life with grace and ease now.
Dear innate, I accept who I am right now.
Dear innate, I accept who I am right now.
Dear innate, I live in the moment.
Dear innate, I live in the moment.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I create the future.
Dear innate, I create the future.
Dear innate, I am in charge of my life.
Dear innate, I am in charge of my life.
Dear innate, I accept my divine assistance.
Dear innate, I accept my divine assistance.
Dear innate, I listen to my guidance.
Dear innate, I listen to my guidance.
Dear innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear innate, I release all ties and bindings.
Dear innate, I release all ties and bindings.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to soar.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to soar.
Dear innate, I create a life I love.
Dear innate, I create a life that I love.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, that's what you're giving me for today.
There's a little squiggly thing related to, I have all these deals that I'm working out with people, these partnerships. And there's this little part of my ego that I keep ignoring, but I'm wondering if you could help just like totally knock it off. Of like, there's a part of me of like, that says, Blair, you're doing all this work, you're creating all these partnerships, and I don't know if that's going to create money for you, or you might, you know, and it's also a wondering of like, everybody else does these things and their business grows. I, you know, why isn't, it's like an old thought of like, why, I don't know, I don't even want to say it, you know, it's.
Okay, let's just let it go. Dear innate, my ego has no power in my life.
Dear innate, my ego has no power in my life.
Dear innate, I do not need to be reminded of the past.
Right. So it is like Freddy Krueger coming to get you. Dear innate, I do not need to be reminded of my past.
Dear innate, I release the ego from needing to remind me of the past.
Dear innate, I release the ego of reminding me of what didn't work in the past. Did that work?
Yeah, that worked. Dear innate, I do not live in the past.
Dear innate, I do not live in the past.
Dear innate, I close the door on the past.
Dear innate, I close the door on the past.
Dear innate, I give my ego permission to go outside and play.
Dear innate, I give my ego permission to go outside and play.
Dear innate, I am the one in control of my life.
Dear innate, I am the one in control of my life.
Dear innate, the ego has no authority over me.
Dear innate, the ego has no authority over me.
Dear innate, I release the ego.
Dear innate, I release the ego.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Can it be something like, dear innate, I know 100% that these are going to bring money for me, but I feel questionable, like it's uncomfortable. I don't have
to. Dear innate, I only create good things for myself.
Dear innate, I only create good things for myself.
Dear innate, getting paid is a good thing.
Dear innate, getting paid is a good thing.
Dear innate, the work I do is successful and profitable.
Yeah. Dear innate, the work I do is successful and profitable.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving my profits.
Yeah. Dear innate, I am open to receiving my profits.
Dear innate, I release all blocks to money now.
Dear innate, I release all blocks to money now.
And a nice deep breath.
I'm going to let that be. I I don't know why there's like such uneasiness still. It's like fucking just let it go, and it's like
just let it be. Don't think about it. Don't talk about
it. Don't let
it
be. Don't resist it so much. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Don't resist. You just let it go.
Yeah, Fiona and I just let it be. No big deal. Let's not make a drama out of it. That's what I said. I said, let's not make such... I said, fine. You want to move? Fine. Paint your wall. Let's move. Let's not make a whole drama about it. That's it. That's how things shift. You know, everything doesn't need to be like these like big ordeals. So what? You're moving. Okay, good. Let's go on. Let's go watch TV now. You know, let's move the furniture and watch TV. Good. That's it.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. Have a good Thursday.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey,
area
hello?
Code 917. Is this Tim?
Oh, hey, Bob, it's Tim. How you guys doing?
Hey, Tim.
We're doing great, Tim. How are you?
I'm great. I am 2 days away from going on vacation, so I'm going to be
Ooh.
Able to go out to the beach early morning, stand in the sand, do my little meditation, affirmations. So
wow.
It's,
very cool.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm,
yeah.
I'm bringing the carnelian stone and the black tourmaline with me, so
oh,
I can
beautiful.
Feel like I
Way
have
to go.
Some time to sit and relax and just try to tap it and tap in. So I just was checking in with you guys just to see what spirit has for me.
Well, you know what? Just keep giving yourself that beautiful self-love, Tim. It's working. Okay? Archangel Jophiel just came forward really to help inspire you, to help you to go forward, to learn new things, to surrender things that, you know, that you do need to release as of yet. Okay? If there's anything that you're holding on to. And really to connect with stuff that's really the feel-good stuff, stuff that's uplifting. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, while you're on vacation, just think happy thoughts. I mean, it's going to be totally, totally amazing. And you're doing a great job. You should be very proud of yourself. Really, really proud of yourself. My goodness. Okay, what is Ginger giving me here? Okay, so Ginger is saying, Tim, I don't know if you have the stone yet. She's saying, but it is ametrine. I think it's a combination of amethyst and citrine.
Okay.
So it's like it's bicolored, and it has the powerful qualities of both stones. Actually, it helps with prosperity, self-esteem, to connect with your higher consciousness, to help enhance spiritual clarity. It can help to cleanse any negativity. It helps with aura. So I think that would be like a really good recommendation. Ametrine.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so she just said, Mom, that's what he needs for now. I'm like, Ginger, that sounds kind of cool to me. It sounds really, really cool. Okay. Yeah, you're doing a great job. You really should be very proud of yourself. Absolutely beautiful job. Wow. Well, she's showing me here. Okay, Ginger. Okay. And you're going to be by the water, Tim, you're saying, when you're going on vacation?
Yeah. I'll be on
you know what, that's a place to put out your intentions because they're magnified, especially by water. Oh, my goodness, yes. But remember, like, be mindful. Like, don't bring a cell phone. Like, get out there and leave all the electronics, you know, inside, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you've been asking for things, maybe miracles, and I'm getting, you know, all of this has been heard. And you've just got to hang tight for right now and trust is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
And you're on the path to really following your passions, what your soul has been longing for, and just, you know, like think about all of that stuff when you're on vacation and you're walking, you know, near the water. And as you're walking, you're not going to be walking alone. I see an ascendant master walking with you, and you're going to have the clarity, the inspiration, even the higher knowledge that you're seeking. So just,
okay.
You know, make time to just relax you know, be gentle with yourself. And know that, you know, this beautiful light within you is meant to shine outward, Tim. Please don't try to dim it, okay?
Okay.
And allow, you know, allow the angels to come into and help you to open up your heart. And allow the things, you know, to really start manifesting and the blessings that you truly deserve. And Ginger's saying, you know what, Tim, this is your time to start working your magic, friend. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to ask Barbara to come in and help you to open that heart so that you are ready when you go on vacation, Tim, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, so here are our dear innate statements. Dear innate, I open to the wisdom within me.
Dear innate, I open to the wisdom that is within me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am more.
Dear innate, I accept that I am more.
Dear innate, I create greatness in my own life.
Dear innate, I create greatness in my own life.
Dear innate, I know that I am loved.
Dear innate, I know that I am loved.
Dear innate, I am moving forward on my path with joy.
Dear innate, I am moving forward on my path with joy.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I bring more and more love into my life.
Dear innate, I bring more and more love into my life.
Dear innate, my light shines.
Dear innate, my light shines.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, they're saying you are on your path to your greatness. So be sure that you really look at what it is that's important to you. There are still some things that you'll be letting go of. And when you notice there's something that no longer fits in your life or doesn't bring you joy, you know, just make up your own dear innate statement and let that go. Because that's an important part of you walking this path. You are coming more and more into your own power, into your own knowing. And you have this amazing team that's working with you. And they're saying that you are meant to be a great one, Tim. So don't try to settle for something less, because that's not you.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'll touch back with
you
in a little
welcome.
Bit.
Okay.
Enjoy your joy.
You got it.
Okay, DNA. I'm calling you DNA. I wonder why. I don't even know what DNA means. Oh, DNA means, yeah, okay, dibonucleic acid or whatever that is.
What connection, Barbara? You were right.
Okay, DC, we have taken care of every caller. You know, I forgot to post anything on Facebook saying we were having a show today. It just now occurred.
I posted on my page. I mean, I did post there.
But I usually post in the group and
I don't know, but you know what? Ginger was rounding them up, I think, so that's okay. She did a good job.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful, Barbara. We had a really great show.
Yes.
And as I was on mute, I was taking care of Jackson, so it's like circus around here. Thank goodness for mute buttons, you know? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they do come in handy.
They do.
All right. We will be here on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. You guys can figure out the other times and the other time zones. with Love and Amazing Grace. That's the name of it, Love and Amazing Grace. So feel free to
and Barb,
join us.
I just wanted to ask you and everyone to just say a little prayer for my son's family. They're en route to their new life. So they have about 100 miles to go to get where they need to get for today. So please keep them in your prayers, guys. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm hearing the song. I say a little prayer for you. I don't know.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Hi, Jackson.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hi, Jackson. Or should I say bye, Jackson?
He just gave you a smile. He loves you. He's on his toy phone talking to you now, Barbara.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody create a beautiful day like Jesus recommended, and we will talk with you again on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.